Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If you'd like to learn more about these podcasts or to go and take a look at our blog, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to this podcast and to get the emails directly to your inbox. And you can also come and follow us on Facebook there as well. So we're going to take the next 30 minutes and just make a little room and a little space. Try to slow down and truly cultivate that connection with God. So today, wherever you're at, I just encourage you to settle in into whatever space you need to be. Perhaps if part of your body is touching the floor, the earth at this moment, just begin to feel those grounding points. Feel your body if you're sitting in a chair or on the floor. Just feel where you're connecting, grounding. Take a moment just to become aware of your body coming into this present moment. Beginning to turn your attention towards your breath. Maybe you take a couple nice deep breaths and maybe even an open mouth exhale, sighing it out just to allow yourself to settle in. Giving yourself permission to allow this to be whatever it is today. Allowing yourself to come simply just as you are. Maybe you close your eyes if that's comfortable. And begin to feel the breath. Noticing the inhale, the sensation of the exhale. Letting any busyness of the day melt away and just allowing yourself to come fully present here. And if at any time you get distracted, which you will, the mind wanders, it's normal. Just go ahead and bring yourself back to the breath, back to this space. Beginning to feel that expansion in the breath, maybe you invite in just a little deeper breath. Naturally allowing the breath to lengthen rather than trying to force anything in this space. Tuning into the rhythm of your breath. God, I thank you for each one listening in this space right now. Thank you that you know them by name. Lord, I bless them to come into a space of deeper connection with you. Will you give them ears to hear and eyes to see what it is that the Spirit is doing and saying today? Will you meet them in this space, God? Will you reveal to them a little bit more about who you are, your character, your nature, your goodness? God, we give you permission in this space to have your way. We want what you want, God. Soften our hearts. Teach us your ways. Let us learn to thrive in the fullness of everything that you have. Simply we come, Lord. Reveal yourself to us. So as we often do, I'm just going to encourage you to check in this moment, remembering that we are a three-part being. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. And each one of these parts is important and needed and needs to learn to work together. And so taking a moment just to check in spiritually. What can you be aware of or observe in this space in your spirit? Always remembering that observation and awareness is never about judgment. It's never about forcing it to be something it's not or striving to change. But the moment that we can come into that place of acceptance and meet the Lord in that space, He is the one that brings transformation. He is the one that leads and guides us by His power and His Spirit. Maybe just taking a moment to tune into your own spirit, allowing it to be awakened, giving it some room and space. And your soul, made up of your mind and your will and your emotions. Checking in with the thoughts. What has your thought life been like this week, or even just today in the last 24 hours? Can you scan the thoughts and remember? What are some of the most forefront thoughts in your mind in this space? What have you been thinking upon, meditating upon? Another way to ask, what have you been meditating on, is what have you been worrying about? And what about your will? The things you desire, the will that you have, the power of choice that you have each day. Can you check in with that will today? What does that look like? What do you observe or not observe? Sometimes when we come into a place of awareness, sometimes we can find connection in that space. Sometimes we will find distance or disconnection. Again, simply allowing it to be and seeing it for what it is. And it's from there we can ask the Lord, what does He desire to do in this space? What would He recommend with these things? Let's take a moment just to check in with our emotional state. Emotions are beautiful, created by the Lord. In alignment with His Spirit are powerful things. Where are you at emotionally? What sort of emotions have been stirring in you in the last week or 24 hours? And then giving yourself permission to check in with the body. What do you notice? Are there tight spaces? Is there a calmness? How would you describe what you sense or see or observe in your body today? which of those sensations feel normal to you. Normal meaning this is just your normal state. This is what you feel or sense or experience in your body from a day to day. And can you observe any sensations that feel different, perhaps out of the ordinary, not your normal experience? And then in this space, can you just come exactly as you are? Seeing it for what it is. And can you welcome the Holy Spirit into this space with you, just as you are? He desires to be in your space with you. And what do you sense when I bring up the Holy Spirit today? Would you say there's a nearness or a distance, a delight, a fear? What stirs in you when you begin to think upon, turn your attention towards the Holy Spirit? So today I've picked a scripture to read from John chapter 1. We're going to read verses 9 through to 14. And John 1, 9 was actually just a daily scripture verse today in a Bible app that I use frequently. And it just touched my heart. So I just want to share this with you today. We're going to read through these verses. And I just invite you this first time through to listen. Listen with your senses. Listen with every part that we've just activated, your mind, your will, your emotions, your body even, and your spirit. And see what the Lord causes to be highlighted for you. For the light of truth was about to come into the world and shine upon everyone. He entered into the very world he created, yet the world was unaware. He came to the very people he created, to those who should have recognized him, but they did not receive him. But those who embraced him and took hold of his name, they were given authority to become the children of God. He was not born by the joining of human parents or from natural means or by a man's desire, but he was born of God. And so the living expression became a man and lived among us. And we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. going to read those same verses again. And just allow yourself to be saturated by his truth. What is he unpacking? What is he revealing? What do you begin to reflect on as you hear these words? For the light of truth was about to come into the world and shine upon everyone. He entered into the very world he created, yet the world was unaware. He came to the very people he created, to those who should have recognized him, but they did not receive him. But those who embraced him and took hold of his name were given authority to become the children of God. He was not born by the joining of human parents, or from natural means, or by a man's desire, but he was born of God. And so, the living expression became a man and lived among us, and we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. And as I read it through this third time, what sort of questions begin to stir in you? What sort of things do you want to ask the Holy Spirit? What do you want to know? What's stirring up? For the light of truth was about to come into the world and shine upon everyone. He entered into the very world he created, yet the world was unaware. He came to the very people he created, to those who should have recognized him, but they did not receive him. But those who embraced him and took a hold of his name were given authority to become the children of God. He was not born by the joining of human parents or from natural means or by a man's desire, but he was born of God. And so, the living expression became a man and lived among us. And we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. Thank you. What is God inviting you into in this space today? What is he shining his light on? Says, for the light of truth was about to come into the world and shine upon everyone. Where are you aware of that light of truth in your life today? Where do you see it shining? Are you aware of his light in your life? Or are there areas, just like the scripture talked about here, where he entered into the world he created, and yet the world was unaware? Is the Holy Spirit wanting to reveal to you, pull back some of that unawareness and turn it into awareness today? Where you can see where God's moving, where he's perhaps been always moving behind the scenes. Is there something he wants to reveal to you to say, look, I've been here all along. You just didn't know it. It reminds me of when Jacob wrestled with the angel. And in the end, he says, surely the presence of God was here and we did not know it. Where is God moving in your own life and you just don't even know it? Maybe you simply ask the Holy Spirit, is there an area you're moving I cannot see that you will reveal to me? Says he came to the people that should have recognized him, but they didn't. Maybe you ask the Holy Spirit, God, have you been coming to me in a form where I have not recognized you as God? Maybe he's been speaking, but not in the way you expect, and so perhaps you've discounted it. God, will you show us where we need to embrace you, where perhaps we have not been able to because we haven't seen you rightly? For those who embraced him, who took hold of his name, they were given the greatest honor, the greatest authority to become children of God. So often when I read the word and just spend time with the Lord, I just ask questions of the Holy Spirit. Things like, Holy Spirit, you were there. You were there in that moment when people rejected you, yet others received you, and they became given the authority to become children of God. What does that look like? What does it mean to be a child of God? You can begin to ask the one who is wisdom to begin to unpack things for you and have conversation with the Lord through scripture and through the ponderings of your heart. This Jesus, our Jesus, he wasn't born by human means, but but he was born of God. He was the living expression, the Almighty God, the ruler of all, the creator of all things, humbled himself, laid down his life, and became a man to live among us. Oh, the beauty of this servant king. So backwards in our society, not wielding his power to try to gain something, but humbling himself and serving those around him. To just sit with that and meditate on this idea. Can you take some time to gaze upon the splendor of his glory? What do you think about when you think of the glory of the one and only? There is none like him. None more beautiful nor splendid. He came overflowing with tender mercy and truth. God, open our eyes this week to see you for who you truly are, to see your Son Jesus in his glory and his beauty, to remove any lies that we think about you, God, that are not true, and to remove any lies that we think about ourselves. Will you reveal to us the glory of your Son, and the glory of what it means to be children of God. I bless each one this week to be awakened to awareness within themselves, in their spirits, in their souls, and in their body, and to have that integration of spirit and soul body come. Lord, we love you and we bless your name. We give you praise and glory today. Will you surround us with your love, protect us with your grace, and continue to guide us by your Spirit. Amen.